You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
In the beginning, there was darkness. Then, out of the void, came fire, smoke, Rodo. Fantasy excellence begins here.
This is your time.
The Rodo Experts in the Morning starts now.
Hour number two underway here on the Roto Experts in the Morning Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Rex Sussman, happy to be with you here on a Tuesday. And when we did Sleeper Week 2 weeks ago, Scotty sat in that exact position, and he talked about Dwayne Washington, so I laughed, which I'm still laughing about, for the record. And he mentioned Cooper Kupp. And Scott, I didn't laugh as hard about Cooper Kupp, obviously, as I did about Dwayne Washington, but I thought Cooper Kupp was out there. He was a slot wide receiver, a rookie slot wide receiver, on a team that is quarterbacked by Jared Goff. And I gave you the crap for it, and I basically was just like, listen, I'm not dealing with the Cooper Kupp thing. And yet, much like there's been all this buzz about Tyreek Hill in Kansas City, there is buzz mounting in regards to Cooper Kupp. I mentioned the depth chart when I came to Minnesota just a couple of moments ago. Cooper Kupp, yeah, we're starting off an hour talking about Cooper Kupp, was listed as a first-team wide receiver. And not only that, but Sean McVay talked up his smarts, his skill, and the rapport he already has with Jared Goff. Cooper Kupp is now, after this report, he's going to go up draft boards. How early is too early for Cooper Kupp?
I think it went from a point where he's not getting drafted at all to maybe you're going to see Cooper Kupp go in like the 12th round or something like that. I think maybe like the 9th is too early, you know, the 10th is too early. But I really, really like this kid. I mean, you know, he does such a great job of setting up defensive backs and just being in a small window where the quarterback can hit him perfectly. He knows where to be, how to run the routes. It's just like he's so advanced for a young receiver, the way he sets up defenders, et cetera, and, you know, just knows how to do the right thing at the right time. It's almost like things with Kupp, like you can't teach. I'm going to go out there and say, in a few years, kids are going to be wearing Cooper Kupp jerseys in Los Angeles.
Okay. Do you believe that Cooper Kupp's going to be the rookie of the year?
No.
Okay.
I drafted.
I like him a lot, though.
I like him a lot. Los Angeles.
I think Christian McCaffrey might be the rookie of the year.
I was in a 20-round draft last Thursday night, the Beat Chrysalis League, and we took Kupp in the 18th round. Will he go higher than that? Yes, he'll go higher than that over the next few weeks and stuff like that. He's a guy I can consistently gotten best ball draft champion formats in like the 20th round, the early 20s. Look, I like him. There is targets there. I think like Zay Jones was another target guy we were looking at amongst rookies. He takes a hit with the Bolden signing yesterday in Buffalo. And Kupp will be targeted a lot. It's going to be him and Woods. This is their offense. But I'm not going to go too crazy.
He's going to be one of the top rookies of the season. I just think McCaffrey might win that award.
We will get the fantasy executive's take on Cooper Kupp, who went undrafted in the Flex League last weekend, when we come back here on the Roto Experts in the Morning.
In 2016, Scott Engel predicted an impressive second season from Melvin Gordon. Jake Seeley recommended Jordan Howard. Bobby McMahon forecasted a Jay Ajayi breakthrough. George Kurtz saw a big year coming from Matt Ryan. And Joe Galina picked Rashard Matthews as one of his top sleepers. These predictions turned fantasy owners into champions, and the same crew returns this year with more savvy calls in the exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package at rotoexperts.com. Don't miss the calls that create winners. Register now and enter free radio at checkout for a special discount.
Scott says Cooper Kupp will be having his jersey worn by the kids in Los Angeles. That he will be in contention for Rookie of the Year. but will ultimately fall to Christian McCaffrey. You have been silent, fantasy executive, when it comes to Cooper Kupp. Sir, are you drafting him?
I'm a Robert Woods guy. I think the kid got a shot, though. You know what I'm saying? I can see him getting 60 to 65 receptions. I figure at some point throughout the course of the season, he's going to be a young man that you'll stick in your lineup, you know, flex option as a bye week in the PPR. That's about as far as I'm going to go. I don't think he's a guy that you can roster in a standard. I think he's a purely PPR flex league bye week option that you take somewhere towards the end of your draft. You know, 60 to 65 receptions is, I think, the upside for this initial season. I don't know if they're going to break out. I don't know if he's going to break the jersey sale records this year, but I can see him being a guy that becomes the dynamic part of that offense in years to come. I would definitely be invested in Dynasty.
I think he's going to be a star in this league.
Well, we know. Well, we know. Matt Modica, would you rather own in 2017 Cooper Kupp or Kenny Galladay? Now, Kenny Galladay is the mini-tron that Matt has been referring to each of the last 2 days. We talked about preseason hype. I mentioned it with Cooper Kupp. Now, Kenny Galladay is getting all of it in Detroit. Anquan Boldin is officially gone. He's in Buffalo. We'll get to that in just a moment. But Galladay has been talked up by everybody when it comes to Detroit. Ebron out a little bit with his injury. Who steps up? Kenny Galladay. Golden Tate moving back to the slot. Why? Kenny Galladay. Marvin Jones was lackluster last year, so he can't step up again. Who's going to do it? Kenny Galladay. Kenny Galladay or Cooper Kupp?
I'm going to go Galladay, but I can see taking Kupp for the floor of the receptions. That is something, you know, that he has right there. It's, like Corey said, it's Woods, it's him. But on the flip side, I'm going to look at the quarterback. One has Matthew Stafford throwing the ball, and one has Goff throwing the ball. The offenses are completely different. One is a pass-heavy reliant. You know, their running game is pretty much their short passing game. So, I mean, can Kenny Galladay do it? Look, the jury's still out. You're hearing all positive things. He has size, which I like. So we're going to wait and see. I think Kupp is a good player. I don't think he's a great player by any means. I think he's 24 years old, a guy kind of like with Zay Jones, that they have this, they had, they're NFL ready, I'll say that. So, for me, at that point in the draft, I'm probably going upside.
Scotty, I know you're taking Cooper Kupp, so I need to ask you. But, Corey, Cooper Kupp.
No, well, just let me explain myself here, though, real quick, though. I think Kupp is, you know, a guy that, you know, he plays it. The Lions obviously have a better offense, but this kid's just more than a, you know, chain mover. I think he's very, very smart downfield, and he has some separation quickness. He's drawn some comparison to scouts to Jarvis Landry. So if we're talking dynasty, look at roster construction. Do you need the PPR guy, or do you need the big target? But, you know, look, I like Galladay. I like Galladay, though, in terms of, you know, from a scouting perspective, he fits what that team is missing. They a big receiver and a red zone target. So he's going to get his opportunities. I just feel like Kupp is the better player right now.
Corey?
I'm going to go Galladay. And I think his role is going to be a little bit more well-defined. Like Matt said, he has a better quarterback in Stafford. The offense is going to move a lot better in Detroit than the offensive move in Los Angeles. I like him in the PPR. I like him in the standard. Maybe I give him a little bit more of a bump in the standard because of that goal line work. He said this kid has been very impressive in near the goal line, so I think that's something that's going to help him. I just think Galladay is more ready to put up numbers in 2017. Kupp, like I said, is a better dynasty option as they start to get that situation out there in Los Angeles together. But as far as the 2017 goes, give me Galladay all day, twice on Sunday.
And for the record, real quick, last Thursday night in that draft, I previously mentioned, we took Galladay in the 16th, Kupp in the 18th.
So Galladay went a little bit earlier. You know, it's funny, for zero reason, besides being like this third wide receiver with some preseason hype, Kenny Galladay reminds me of Ryan Broyles. Again, zero reason. Not even saying that they are like in any way. I'm just saying the positions that they play in the same offense for the same team.
That's you know what's very interesting about all of this, though, is that we're talking about significant roles for a lot of these rookies this season maybe a lot more than in past years, especially a running back. We're coming in expecting guys like Joe Mixon and Dalvin Cook and Christian McCaffrey and Leonard Fournette to make instant impacts. This is very interesting with this rookie class, just how many guys are expected to step up right away. Even the tight ends are expected to make more of a splash than they initially would.
I'm glad you mentioned that, because I'm looking at my tight end rankings right now, and I do not want to rank any of these dudes number one overall.
Well, you gotta have to do someone.
Kelsey's not healthy. Gronk's not going to be healthy. I'm not ready to move Jimmy Graham all the way up to one yet.
Probably just leave Gronk as number one.
I do love Graham, like, in the sixth round. I'm very happy. I see a lot of people taking him in the fifth now, but if he's there in the sixth for me. I do like
him. They were talking about yesterday, just like last year, they had to manage his reps, and he still did what he did. Now he's coming off an offseason where he's fully healthy, and he's actually trimmed down, and just like, you watch the camp film, and it looks scary.
Who's your number one tight end?
What's that?
Who's your number one tight end?
Gronk.
It's still Gronk, because he plays 10 games, that's 10 touchdowns.
Yeah, I'm putting Gronk at one. I don't like it.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to draft him. And
what tight end do you feel fully comfortable about? None of them.
Like I said, last year was...
Jimmy Graham.
Was the lesson that I learned.
Hmm? Then rank him one.
I'm not gonna I waited until the third round. I felt like I had to take him, and I took him. And
two?
You know.
If I got Graham at three right now, I just don't want people looking at the rankers in the Executive Edge Fantasy Football Package, which you can get now so you can be like me and win your championship, get one of these big belts, make Scott mad.
Hold on. Time out.
Oh, boy.
Time out.
I'm trying to promote the damn
You threw me in there. Hold on.
This is important, Scott.
Go ahead.
Promo code Frenzy at checkout. Get you a couple dollars off. Go ahead now.
Okay. You're saying I'm mad. You're once again misrepresenting me, okay? So I have to speak here on my own behalf. I am not mad. I am very, very happy for you, okay?
Thank you, Scotty.
You don't win a championship to shove it down my throat.
No, it's
okay?
Funny. It's funny, it's, though. The audience likes it.
You said you're Pete. You don't win it to throw down my throat. You're not proving anything to me. Yeah. I taught you everything you know. You have a losing record against me. You brought this thing in now 2 days in a row. Show you've been there. Show you used to
winning.
I'm going
to keep bringing it in, Scott.
Show you've been there. Don't act like you're a newbie and bring it every day. I'm very happy for you. I wanted you to win the championship. You know, but, you know, if you're going to sit here and say that you're such a dominant player over me, well, you're barking up the wrong tree there, doggy.
As long as you don't beat you with that belt, I'm fine with you.
Yeah, well, he wouldn't do that. He's a lot of talk.
You mentioned these younger players. Kenny Galladay, Cooper Kupp. But as Matt said, for the Bills, they signed Anquan Boldin yesterday after kind of flirting with each other, then saying, you're not offering me enough money, we're offering you too much money, BS, BS, BS. They'll come back to each other, and it's clear Anquan Boldin didn't want to sign at the beginning of training camp. He wants to sign basically right at the first preseason game, spend a week of training camp, and be done.
And the funny thing with Boldin was he was really adamant about he wanted to play in Florida.
Sure.
State of Florida.
Sure.
Buffalo is, you know, like, maybe that's Canada's Florida. You know what I'm saying? as a Bills fan, I'm happy to get him. He's been a great player, a warrior. He can help out Taylor a lot. I really believe this. And as much as all these rookies were mentioned, listen to where I drafted those guys that we mentioned previously. So even like a Zay Jones, who I like, there's a role for him. He's still a rookie receiver. So when you put in Boldin, what I like, for me, he's kind of like a tight end. Like even last year in Detroit, like the Eric Ebron lovers will say, he was basically their tight end in like the red zone. He's a big target and stuff like that. And Charles Clay, to me, just can't stay on the field. I like Charles Clay. And Charles Clay is never healthy. So I think this is a nice acquisition for the Bills.
It throws some water on the Zay Jones
line. Yeah.
But
yeah.
This is a very smart signing from a football perspective, because you know that Sammy Watkins can't stay healthy. And then if he goes down, you have Boldin and Zay Jones. That's very, very respectable. Maybe it does throw a little bit of water on Zay Jones, but... From a dynasty perspective, if I have Anquan Boldin taking Zay Jones under his wing, I like him even better for the longer term.
He needs to take Sammy Watkins under his wing, too, and teach him how to get on the field.
Well, anything else?
But you got to like everything that's coming out of camp with Watkins. He has not been shy. Even when he rolled his ankle the other day, he went right to the microphones. He said, look, I got a little aggressive over there. I rolled my ankle. The foot is fine. So as look, I know I'm a Bills fan. I know I'm a Watkins believer, and I push him all the time. But this is everything you do want to hear from him.
You know, it's true. By the way, I think Anquan Boldin, maybe not as many as he had in Detroit because like he had so many touchdowns last year. I still think Anquan Boldin is going to be that red zone threat and that end zone threat that we have seen all over the last couple of years. There is still a role here for Anquan Boldin, and I think fantasy owners need to pay attention to that. We're going to come back after a little break. I got a question for the guys sitting next to me, and it's a little trivia because I want to know who they believe is the most common players found on 2016 championship teams. They'll guess that when we come back. We'll be back for some more.
Have you ever wanted to have a fantasy expert in the palm of your hand? Or better yet, in the pocket of your khakis? Well, check it out. Now you can. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Download it now to your phone. We promise no weird viruses, no strange tracking things, just 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of pure fantasy knowledge dropping all over your head. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Stop being a weirdo and streaming it online. Get it on your phone. Take it with you everywhere you go.
Sports Radio Network. Roto Experts of the Morning here with you on a Tuesday. Guys, we're trying to win championships. That's why we're here. So, last week, Matthew Berry published his draft day manifesto over at ESPN.
Oh, Lord.
What?
What does he got?
You want to read it. It's very long. So
yeah, it's his manifesto.
So, one of the things he does have here, though, are the most common players on 2016 playoff fantasy football teams.
Playoff teams or championship teams?
This is playoff teams.
All right. That's tougher right there.
Oh, every player on this list is on at least 50% of playoff teams.
Wow. Okay.
So, I mean, it's a strong percentage. The highest amount, the highest this player got is at about 67%. The next highest is 64.5%.
All right. So you got to find value. So who was the values last year? Le'Veon Bell.
Le'Veon Bell was actually last on this list at 50%.
See, Le'Veon Bell had that suspension, so he was going towards the end of the, you know, he was going in the second round, so that was an extreme value. Ezekiel Elliott.
Ezekiel Elliott is on the list. Zeke has 57.5%.
Tyreek Hill.
Tyreek Hill is not on the list.
Probably got rolling too late, Tyreek Hill. The people were probably funny because he's probably going off his numbers in ESPN leagues. Mm-hmm. So you never know when he came off the waiver wire on a lot of those leagues.
What was Michael Thomas?
Michael Thomas is not on the list.
That's interesting right there.
Devonta Freeman.
Devonta Freeman is not on the list.
What about Devonta Adams?
Devontae Adams is 60%. 60% of playoff teams in ESPN had Devontae Adams. I do want to make it clear. All these players are, like, not good, right? Like, there are some players that did not have good years that are on this list.
Really?
And I'm just saying, like, this is what I'm trying to understand. There's a correlation here, but I find it very interesting.
And the correlation is with draft and waiver wire. Jack Doyle.
Jack Doyle is not on the list.
Waiver wire. Kyle Rudolph.
Kyle Rudolph's not on the list.
Waiver wire darlings from last year.
There's only one Cameron Meredith on this list. Cameron Meredith is not on the list. Cameron Brate is not on the list.
Make America Brate again.
None of these.
Adam Thielen.
Adam Thielen is not on the list. You haven't gotten the number one guy yet, for the record. 67% of playoff teams had this one guy.
Odell Beckham Jr.?
No, sir.
Aaron Rodgers?
No, sir. Come on, Aaron Rodgers. If you think about this, you will get this. It is not
Tyrell Williams?
No, it is not Tyrell Williams. Think harder. It's AB.
Melvin Gordon.
Melvin Gordon's on the
list.
There you go. 52.7% of people. It's not AB.
LeSean McCoy.
LeSean McCoy is not. This is 58.5% of people had LeSean McCoy last year.
DeMarco Murray.
DeMarco Murray is number two on this list, Scott.
Good job.
64.5% of playoffs.
He was such
teams.
A value last year. I was like, this is crazy. I had him a lot of places. Mike Evans with 170 targets, wasn't there?
Yes, wow. Yes, he is. 53.9%. Start crossing him off. Aaron Rodgers, by the way, is on the list, so you know. 51.2%.
Donta Moncrief?
No, stinks.
So now,
T.Y. Hilton.
Are we looking for just value or domination?
So you're looking for the combination of both. I'm trying to understand if there is a significance to this list, basically. You've named stars, you've named guys that had value. You haven't. You missed some other interesting things.
LeGarrette Blount?
LeGarrette Blount's on the list, Scott. That's a good one. 51.4%. Oh, Mike Evans, by the way, is on the list. 53.9% for the record.
What was Julio's?
Not on the list.
Julio was so hit or miss.
You're missing nine guys now, including number one, who's on 67% of ESPN playoff teams. No,
Jordan Howard.
Jordan Howard is on the list at 59.2%.
What about Dougie Bolden?
Dougie Fresh is not on the list. So I wonder, my question in a moment is to be if any of this has to do with draft spot. Like,
I think it's just about finding value. You know,
you have on the team at the end of the year, so.
Well, some of these guys, like, I think the reason like Doug Ball was on the list is because where Doug Baldwin was going in drafts,
he was a value.
No, because he's not on the list, Doug Baldwin. Oh. So I think where he was going in drafts, like that spot didn't have the right combination of things.
Jameson Crowder?
No. It's kind of what I'm saying. He's still not gotten the number one guy in the most playoff teams in 2016. If you want it, if you know it, let me know. Tweet at me, at Greg Sussman, at FNCSY Radio. The guy that is on the most ESPN playoff teams.
Jordy Nelson?
No, sir. This is so interesting that you guys have not gotten this yet.
The playoff teams, so we're talking... Michael Crabtree?
No.
Nah, that's random.
I'm just going to tell you the number one guy.
Yeah, tell us.
David Johnson.
Well, why nobody said David Johnson?
Too easy. We were all trying to dig.
We said Le'Veon Bell. David Johnson was on 67% of playoff teams last year. Makes sense. He's now the number one overall pick in fantasy. So David Johnson's number one. I've kind of crossed them off, but number three on this is number two is DeMarco Murray. Do you know what number three and number four were, oddly enough? Number three was Spencer Ware. Spencer Ware on 62% of playoff teams last year. Number four, Fat Rob Kelly.
That's just got to be random right there. That's got to be random. There's no science behind that. He had a little stretch. Remember how bad they were?
Yeah, he was
down. Well, that was the playoffs that already started, and he had a little stretch in the middle. So maybe he pushed a 6-7 team into the playoffs. Maybe that's it.
Yeah, here's the thing that I thought he might be on the roster. But were they starting him during the playoff run?
Yeah, I don't want to see more about what championship teams had.
Yeah,
had these players.
Okay, so I don't have that information. No. By the way, the rest of this list that we haven't named, Terrell Pryor. Surprised you didn't get that one.
I got something to say about Terrell Pryor, too.
Do it in a moment. Matt Ryan, obviously. Matt Ryan is great value. Yeah,
that's
Dak Prescott.
Great value.
Another great value.
Jimmy Graham, great value.
He was going undrafted last year.
And oddly enough, Devontae Booker.
A lot of these players were going undrafted last year.
So now, this is a really interesting point that Barry points out. So he had the ESPN ADP, okay? Their average ADP, which is not necessarily the industry standard. I mean, this is ESPN, so it's a lot.
They factor it into fantasy pros.
A lot of public leagues, a lot of leagues that we would not necessarily value. Okay. So they gave you the top 10 ADP ESPN last year, first round ADP, along with the percentage of teams that made the playoffs that drafted these players. So Antonio Brown was the consensus number one overall pick last year.
AB 84.
What is the percentage of teams you think that made the playoffs that had AB?
Probably close to 50.
So you say 50 that number?
49-ish.
Okay.
68%.
I'll say 57.
45%. Number two consensus was Odell Beckham Jr.
Okay, I got to think about it because this is a 10-team league.
This is
that it's set because everybody's got good.
They default to 10-team league.
Yes.
Oh, ESPN's been the 10-team league.
Get two more friends.
I'm sorry. Who are we saying here?
Odell Beckham Jr.
I'll say 43%.
39%.
40.
35%. Interesting, right? 35%.
But for me, it kind of makes sense, being that being the format that they use. Because like we said, you're gonna have a good team.
Sure.
If you're in a 10-team league and you can't draft if everybody doesn't have a good team, you know, that guy's a rube or mouse in the house, whatever you want to call him.
Adrian Peterson, who was drafted in the first round, obviously he got hurt. 7% of teams.
People were drafting Adrian Peterson in the first round last year?
Yes, they were.
Oh, my.
7% of people that drafted AP in the first round made the playoffs, so.
Because he stunk.
Well, he didn't play. He was hurt.
He's going to stink again this year.
Oddly enough, Todd Gurley at 33.7%.
He stunk, too.
Julio Jones, 41.5%. Zeke, I mentioned, 57.5%. DeAndre Hopkins, 30.9%.
That's got to be a 10-team league, because that's where you can hide him, a 10-team league. You can pop his ass on the bench and put somebody else up in there, and then that's the way you was able to survive. If you were in a league where you roster three wide receivers, it would be almost impossible for you to make the playoffs with DeAndre Hopkins, because his draft stock was way too high last year.
David Johnson, Devontae Freeman, Rob Gronkowski round out their top 10. Gronk was at 27.7%. Now, it is interesting. And not to scare anybody off, but a couple things I noticed from this. And I know it's a small sample size, I know it's adjusted for 10-team leagues, and I get that. But if you F up this first-round pick, it is extremely hard to bounce back from it. That's kind of what I'm saying.
And don't forget, go to rotoexperts.com right now. Check out the Exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package, my brand new guide to the first round. Tell you what to do at every pick. Enter the king at checkout for a 20% discount.
You have Gronk, who got hurt, 27.7%. AP that got hurt and stunk, 7%. If your guys just play, you're all the way up to 30. What I found even the most interesting was that Odell Beckham even had a great year. I mean, he had an awesome year. And teams that I drafted OBJ only 35% of them.
So many more factors that go into that, like what the rest of the team looks like.
Sure.
Who did they take in the second round, et cetera.
I understand. Yeah. But that stat, more so than the other one, Scott, tell me that this draft spot for Odell, for whatever reason, that two spot, wasn't great. For whatever reason. We'll come back, Corey. You want to make a point about Terrell Pryor. We've talked about a lot over the last week or so. You'll get your opportunity to do that when we return. This is the Roto Experts in the Morning on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Many fantasy football players are focusing on their upcoming drafts later this summer. But the smart fantasy owner knows there's another big draft before the one when you pick the players. The first step in building a winner for the 2017 season is to draft the best team of experts for your preseason prep. So make the right selection and pick the squad at rotoexperts.com by purchasing the Exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package. The Roto Experts roster features FSWA Inaugural Hall of Famer and former Fantasy Football Writer of the Year Scott Engel, nationally acclaimed top ranker Jake Seeley, 2015 and 16 FSWA award winners Bobby McMahon and Brandon Murchison, and many more analysis with impressive stats. They bring you a draft package bursting with all-pro analysis and in-season coverage that'll guide you to title glory. So pick the team to help you build the right team. Make your first important selection of the 2017 season now and get the Exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package from rotoexperts.com. Be sure to enter promo code FREERADIO at checkout for your discount.
Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Corey not happy with the musical selection, it seems. He's disappointed.
At least once a show, something like this happens.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You can blame Don Burns. It was his fault. Hey, you said a moment ago, Corey, you had a point you wanted to make about Terrell Pryor.
Yeah, okay, here's the thing with Terrell Pryor, for all the Terrell Pryor truthers out there. I got the kid in my top 25, right? I got Jameson Crowder a spot ahead of him. He's going in the second round of drafts. He's going in the third round of drafts. He's being overdrafted, in my opinion. Here's the thing. Fine. Do it. He's the one that's out there now. He's healthy. getting a rapport with Kirk Cousins. He's getting the job done. He's a dynamic talent. You want to take him in the second. You want to take him in the third. I'm not going to do it, but I'm not going to stop you from doing it. I'm not going to criticize you for doing it. So I'm like this with TP. Go ahead and do it. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to say anything about it. Go ahead and do it to your heart's desire. I'm not going to do it. You should probably be more aligned with what I'm doing, but I can't knock you for pulling Terrell Pryor a little bit too far up the board, in my opinion. So I'm going to stand out the way and let them do that. Now, I will come back and say I told you so a little bit later on. You know what I'm saying? But Jameson Crowder is that guy. But the hype, the talent, the athleticism is all real. Go ahead and do it. And I've thrown my hands up. But the Terrell Pryor truth is you guys can have him in the second round if you want.
Yeah, here's my thing. I'm gonna go look at the NFFC. We're going to go high stakes here for a second. And after 32 drafts, 12-team leagues, non-best ball leagues, Pryor is the number 17 wide receiver off the board with an ADP of 33. Pretty much tied with Sammy Watkins. But so it's Pryor, Watkins, Allen, Landry, Jeffrey, Tate, Tyreek Hill. So I don't have a problem where Terrell Pryor's going. I mean, I have him in my top 15. So for me, at that range of the draft,
it's too high for me. But hey, I can't.
I mean, the receivers I just mentioned—they're going to take all those guys without trepidation.
Who's that?
It's pretty much Pryor, Watkins, Allen, Landry, Jeffrey, Tate.
Yeah, they're better than this team. Better than him.
This team lost Garcon. They lost DeSean Jackson. And you know what? Liking Terrell Pryor doesn't have to come at the expense of not liking Jamison Crowder necessarily, because I do like Jamison Crowder.
They come to the expense of team, overdrafting Pryor.
This team, I don't think he's overdrafted. So, I think this team is going to be going to throw the ball a lot. They got a really good offensive line. I think there's going to be balance between power running, between Pirine, and you know Jamison Crowder is going to catch a lot of passes to move the sticks.
I'm not doing the Pirine thing.
I think Pirine's like the perfect guy behind this really good offensive line to be a power runner. As far as Pryor goes, this guy put up some really good reception and yardage numbers with seven different quarterbacks, including himself playing in Cleveland. Goes to a much better offense. He's an outstanding talent, a wide receiver. He's got the opportunity. He's got the talent. I am totally with it.
Listen, the Pryor thing, like I said, I hold my nose when y'all do it and talk him up. Like, you know what I'm saying? Top 15, top wide receiver one type guy. Okay, I'm not getting down with that. But I'm not going to let you do the Pirine thing, because Rob Kelly's going to be the running back on the team. Rob Kelly's going to be the running back. Pirine's going to take a while to get going. I don't even think Pirine is a stash and cash guy right now, to be honest with you. I am a Rob Kelly, and I don't want to say supporter.
Wait a minute. I sat here saying I like Fat Rob, and you killed me.
Yeah.
You're drafting Fat Rob?
Hold on a second.
Where is this coming from?
If you're going to go to Washington's backfield, go get Rob Kelly two, three rounds later than you get Pirine. I'm not saying I'm putting Rob Kelly as my RB2. No, I'm not saying that at all. Bench depth with a guy like Jonathan Stewart in that tier, yes. Sam Pirine two rounds earlier in the same tier as CJ ProSize, that makes no MF'ing sense. That's
Rob
stupid.
No, other people have a different other people have a different opinion than you, Corey. You know might have to deal with it.
We're gonna have to,
Samaje Perine.
No.
I like Samaje Perine.
Why?
No. I'm allowed to say it. You said your
Scott?
Piece.
Why do you
can
like
I
him?
Say
explain
it?
Me why you like
you
him.
Ask me
this dude
six
that
times.
Can't even get on the damn field right now for a team that barely run the football with no balance on offense.
All right, you're gonna ask me seven times, you're gonna explain myself.
Go ahead, say what you gotta say. It's gonna be wrong.
I know nobody's allowed to have a different opinion, but you're wrong too. You ranked Lamar Miller number four last year, so you're not always right. So you know we not everybody at running back. You had Lamar Miller number four, so you're not always right. Okay,
I'm about to email Atkins right now and see if I can get access to that spreadsheet.
Let me tell you something, okay? Samaje Perine is going to be a perfect fit behind this offensive line, even if he gets off to a slow start in camp in the preseason. This is a good offensive line that wants a power runner with vision that can break tackles and do things when he gets to the second level. Samaje Perine is that kind of guy. They don't trust Rob Kelly. That is why they drafted Perine. I think Perine's a sleeper.
Wait, let me ask you this, Scott. Let me just follow what you're saying, because you know, not to agree with Corey, but I've been a Rob Kelly longer than Corey has, to be fair.
You have been the Rob Kelly
rebel. I've been the Rob Kelly guy on the show. You said they drafted, you said they don't trust Rob Kelly. What makes you say that?
I feel like they drafted P. Ryan. I don't feel like they can count on Kelly.
Can't you say they drafted P. Ryan because they need a depth? Like, there's nobody.
No, I don't think
Kelly.
I think he's more than a depth back.
Yeah,
I think he's the perfect fit stylistically behind this line.
Here's the question I'll throw out. After week 16 is over, who do you think has more points, Rob Kelly or Samaje Perine?
I think Rob Kelly.
I say Perine.
I know. I say Rob Kelly.
I don't think Scott's outrageous to say that. I'm kind of in Scott's camp.
I don't think he's outrageous either.
I think, you know, Kelly's the guy to draft.
Yes.
To have as the starting running back week one. It's, you know, by middle of the season to the end of the season and your playoff run, I think Perine's going to be the guy.
By the way, I don't think Rob Kelly's costing you anything.
And
right
just
now
just so you know, I know opening couple of days, he was
terrible.
He was terrible. Pat Curran tweeted yesterday. I retweeted this. Redskins today impressed with Pryor, Allen, Perine, Schweringer as guys that jumped out and impressed.
Fine. You guys talked about Terrell Pryor a second ago. You think he's being overdrafted. You like him, he's being overdrafted. These guys, Scott has him as a wide receiver one inside the top 12, right? Right.
13,
fine.
Yeah.
And Matt is inside the top 15, correct? Okay. Mm-hmm. Where do you think he goes in an auction? Because that is a very, very intriguing
guy. Who's this?
Terrell Pryor. How much does Terrell Pryor go for in an auction?
This dude went for $35 in the auction that I seen. Jameson Crowder went for $17. Keep it. Like I said, I'm not gonna warn you no more. Keep doing it.
I think that's too wide of a gap between the two. Now, don't get me wrong. Just because I like Pryor doesn't mean I don't like Crowder.
I understand.
This team,
you've been very clear with
this
that.
Team is going to throw enough where both these guys are going to be very productive. I don't think it's. I don't think it's one over the other.
I feel
necessarily.
Like you think this offense is going to be like the best offense in the NFL.
I'm very sure.
They're
going to
throw a lot. It's going to be. It's going to be two and a half guys in the passing game. It's going to be.
You love Samaje Perine also, though.
They're going to run the ball. They're going to have good offensive balance.
Pass the ball.
They're going to be one or the other. You're telling me.
You just said this guy is great.
Not
going to
be enough.
I don't think it's enough.
I think it's going to be enough. I think it's going to be a really good offense.
Where's Perine going to finish?
Is
he going to finish in the top 24?
Yes.
Wow.
So top 24 running back. Jordan Reed's a top five tight end.
Jordan Reed, I don't trust to stay healthy. He may not be. They got two and a half guys in that passing game. Josh Doctson, he can't stay healthy.
Josh Doctson hurt yesterday. By the way, we got the information.
It's
going to
be the main three guys in that offense.
Pull of the hamstring with Josh
Doctson.
It's going
to be Pryor, Crowder, and Perine.
Well, would you say that?
Don't sit on Bernie Davis.
Well, would you say that Kirk Cousins is going to throw
wait. Why
600
now?
Times?
Hold on, I'm sorry. Why now? On
not
Bernie
one
Davis?
Of the top three guys in that offense.
Passing wise, you will be.
No.
What do you mean? No.
No, I'm saying top three guys in that offense to touch the ball.
When they pass the ball, he will be a top three guy.
The top three offensive players, what I'm saying, in that Washington offense are going to be the top three offensive players, Pryor, Crowder, and Perine.
You got to put Reed in there. I mean, look, I know he's got a toe injury right now. But, I mean, my point is here, and this is what I try to – Cousins, what, 600 pass attempts? I think that's pretty safe.
Fair.
And then break it down from there. Break down the
targets.
How many targets do you expect Pryor to get? How many targets do you expect Crowder to get? Doctson's a wild card because, like we said, he's got to get on the field, stay on the field. But I think he's going to be an interesting player as well.
He's already hurt.
You know, that's what I'm saying. I mean, you got Vernon Davis can't be ignored. You know, if there ever was a tight end handcuff, it's Vernon Davis.
Oh yeah, I'm taking Vernon Davis. Oh, late. Listen, Washington's going to have a good passing offense. It's not a place where you go to find running backs unless you're as high on Perine as Scott is.
I mean, I'm not as high, but he's a guy at the right price. You know, over the running backs are pretty much drying up, and a guy that I could see have a nice role. I mean, look, Washington did want to run the ball last year, especially in the goal line. They just were banged up and.
Their running backs suck.
Yeah, we're ineffective. So look, Rob Kelly.
Exactly.
There
Rob
is
Kelly
good news.
We
were calling him Stealth Rob. Billy Wise sent out the text to me that he was at the practice and look, he definitely trimmed down. And like I said, he's watching Le'Veon Bell footage. So hey, you never know.
Let me ask you that.
Samaje Perine will be starting for that team no later than week four.
Week four?
I think that's a little... Weird.
I said no later than.
I understand. Yep. I understand. We will save this
I would bet a lunch on it, but then you know what I'm saying. You know how that goes.
Yeah, but I'm not a gambler. We're not in Vegas. You know, if you're right, I'll just say, Corey, you're right. You
Scott,
know what I'm
saying? Let me go to you here. All right. Would you rather have Samaje Perine or C.J. Anderson?
C.J. Anderson.
Samaje Perine or Frank Gore?
Samaje Perine.
Samaje Perine or Paul Perkins?
Samaje Perine.
Okay. Samaje Perine or Adrian Peterson?
Perine.
The Perine love is real, friends. The Perine love is
Hold
real.
On. I mean, we got to keep this going. I want to see how high this goes.
We will continue.
Sam Perine or Eddie Lacy?
Sam Perine.
Whoa! Pausing. We'll be back to discuss that on the other side. It's the Roto Experts in the Morning on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Quarterback to receiver hookups, running back depth analysis, rookie values in dynasty leagues, deep sleepers, training camp battles. These are just a few of the in-depth features you will find inside the 2017 RotoExperts.com Exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package. And it's power-packed with so much more, including fully sortable player projections and a custom cheat sheet generator. Plus, you get a full year of in-season coverage as a bonus. Get the Exclusive Edge Fantasy Football Package now at RotoExperts.com. Enter free radio at checkout for your special discount.
All right, this is crazy.
I hope my head don't fly off this segment. We better turn the cameras on just in case we got to catch my head popping off my damn head because on my shoulders, because this thing right here could get pretty serious, Greg, because we already got Lacy, right? Not a big deal to me because I got Lacy at 47 anyway.
In front of me right now.
347?
In front of me right now.
That's how much you weigh.
I have the Kings running back rankings in front of me. Eddie Lacy, top 20 running back.
These are about to be changed, though.
All I can tell you is what I have in front of me. Eddie Lacy, top 20 running back.
He's going to be getting bumped down.
So let me tell you right now. I'm going to tell you right now where I got your boy.
Wait.
Go ahead, Greg. My bad.
Eddie Lacy, as of a week ago, when you posted these, or 2 weeks ago, whatever.
Yeah.
Was number 20 overall.
Right.
Sam Perine was 36.
Right.
There are 16 running backs in between them. I am very interested to see how many of you have above.
Been now, a meteoric rise.
You have Frank Gore at 22. You told me you like Perine over Gore.
Yep, I'm going to move him up.
Sam Perine is going to be a top 20 running back for you.
I can see it's definitely going to be top 25. Once I reverse these, though, top 20, you know, because I've been doing a lot of, like, you know, research and stuff like that. And soul searching in the last 2 weeks. These are going to change.
Perine or Carlos Hyde?
Carlos Hyde.
All right. Don't you dare.
Perine or Ty Montgomery?
Ty Montgomery. All
right.
Perine or Kareem Hunt?
Kareem Hunt. I like Kareem Hunt.
All right. Thank you.
Perine or Danny Woodhead? PPR.
Danny Woodhead.
All right. So he's not going to be in the top 20.
Perine or Mark Ingram?
Mark Ingram.
All right, so, okay.
Okay.
Perine or Theo Riddick?
Theo Riddick.
Perine or LeGarrette Blunt?
Blunt.
All right, so.
Okay.
He's going to be in your top 30.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So now the story really for me, Corey, is that Scott really hates Eddie Lacy all the time.
I don't hate him.
What do you mean you don't hate him?
I can't trust him health-wise.
You just went from having him number 20 to number 35.
I've been telling the man that since June. Yeah, but you can't trust him health-wise.
But you didn't break it down like Dr. A did. Dr. A came in and actually broke it down medically.
Scott wanted me to twerk for him and telling him how terrible Eddie Lacy was. He wanted me to put on a show for him while I told him how bad. Just take my word, Scott. I don't win these damn belts because I don't know what the hell I'm talking about, Scott.
You're not. new at this. I taught you how to win these belts.
Listen to me.
I remember when you. I remember when I first met you. Like, Mr. Angle, can you teach me how to win like that?
I know what I'm doing.
You just learned how to do this,
Scott. This is why they brought me here, Scott.
You just learned how to do this. You learned this by listening to me.
You ain't winning nothing, no, Scott. You don't win no chips.
Oh, so I haven't won for 2 years, but yet you brag about the Yankees winning from 20 years ago?
Great.
I've never won a championship? You're making no sense, as always.
I have to go to the restroom before the top of the hour, Greg.
Yeah, or I smack you.
Smack me.
Yeah, I'm gonna.
Smack me.
I'm gonna.
Smack you. Can't.
I'm gonna.
All right, you know what? Yeah. I'm not even gonna go there because you'll be mad.
Yeah, go ahead. Say it. It's not like I haven't heard of you. Look, I'm gonna leave. I'm gonna throw my headphones down and weave.
And now we're just down to two here. We're down to two.
F you, Scott.
Scott, it's
come
clear.
Over here and do that.
Scott, it's clear that it's not even so much that you have slamming doors here. This is insane what's happening. It's clear that not even that you have Samaje Perine that high. It's that you are, we went from the high guy Eddie Lacy to like way low. That you had Frank Gore inside your top 24, and now he's way low.
Who's that?
Frank Gore. I'm just giving the names that you gave me. Very, very good stuff from you, King. And we'll see, of course, your latest rankings, which will be updated at some point soon.
This week. Yeah.
We'll get the updated running back ranking. Yep. The King, Scott Angle. When we come back, give you the latest on Jarvis Landry, and we'll turn on the TVs. Roto Experts in the Morning, live. Continues on next.